Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you feel
I love
me?
To look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles,
kiss me,
to the sway of her thighs divine,
touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smiles warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait. Any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love, while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth, and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
I mean me.
The woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she's four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon, and hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
I
love her with all that is in me.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station with your hour of the Erotic Central Sheets open mic, which is hosted by Miss Strong Island. I'm waiting for her to arrive in the building, so we're going to get it going right here. I am Miss Poetic Energy, your network owner, and I am so glad that you guys have decided to join us this evening during this hour of the Erotic Central Sheets. We hope to hear from you guys soon and hear you blaze the mic like you always do weekly. All right, until our host arrives in the building, we will get it going here. I see she's here. She's arrived in the building. So without further ado, we're going to welcome our evening host, Ms. Strong Island herself, into the segment so that she can hold it down and do her thing. All right. Ms. Strong Island, you're here, dear.
So hi,
I'm
everyone.
I'm going to give the mic over to you, and I'm going to fall back and just do what I do.
Hi, everyone. This is Strong Island. Welcome to Strong Island. Welcome to Erotic Sensual Sheets, segment of Pins. Oh, it's been a long day. But you know what? I'm not going to let everybody wait any longer. Let's get into this. Let's get it going. How are you, Ms. Poetic-y?
I am doing great, my dear. Busy as always.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller up. Caller from the 216 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do you have blazing the mic?
Yeah, this is Nate Dizzle.
Hey, Nate, welcome.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What are you going to do for us tonight?
Tonight I'm going to do 21 types of pussy I love.
All right, the floor is yours, sir. Take it away.
Okay, here we go. I love a pussy that's giving to me the way Shaggy used to reward Scooby-Doo with the Scooby-Doo snack. I love a pussy that's cut up like Xena Princess Warrior because I know her coochie will give my dick a workout. I love a pussy that can shoot up juice like an oil well shoots oil out of a freshly discovered field. I love a pussy that has an April fresh smell all year round because when I come in the house, my dick is hard, and it's about to go down. I love a pussy that gets wet when I step in the room. It's time for me to have it. It's time to open my cocoon. I adore a pussy that can take 4 fill-ups a night because with me, it's always full service. I love a pussy that enjoys being taken to the limit because it's only me she's thinking of when I'm in it. I love a pussy that's tired of riding on the flat because I'm your can of fix-a-flat and my dick is where it's at. I'ma inflate you with my cum. I love a clean-shaved pussy with the arrow pointing down toward her erotic click entrance. I love a pussy with fruit cocktail juice poured over it. The more forbidden, the better the taste. I love a pussy so tight that my dick hurts when I stick it in it, because I know it's a track seldom used and abused. I love a coochie that requires a face-to-face conversation before I enter it. I love a pussy that has grippers on it and hooks in it. Please don't throw me back in the sea. I swear you're the catch of the day. I adore a budding pussy flower, fresh out the shower. She loves to hear how frustrating my day was, because she knows I'm going to take it out on her pussy. I don't mind a pussy with high mileage on it as long as the maintenance is kept up with frequent dishes. I love a pussy that has to be iced up because of the soreness I inflict on it, but somehow is ready 30 minutes later for another round. I dig a pussy covered with edible panties over it. I love a pussy that knows her owner. I love a pussy that can read my mind, know when I want a boner, easy access for the missus. And number 21, I love a coochie after 7 days of silence. That is my piece.
You know, Nate, just let's clap it up for you right now. Just clap it up. Nate, what was the name of that piece?
21 Types of Pussy I Love.
Okay, I think you covered it very well, sir. That was a great piece. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow, I'm just like blown away as usual. Let me compose myself. That was just too hot.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, boy, I tell you. This is what I look forward to every week. Be blown away. Thank you. Definitely welcome to come back again and do your thing.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, after that, he has tongue-tied me here for a minute, trying to get my composure. Take a deep breath, and okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to raise my hand right now because Nate, he's a mess. He is a mess. All right, everybody. Strong Island's getting ready to go. It's said piece that I wrote called Forbidden Fruit. And this piece basically go like this. Biting down, going in deep, just to taste this forbidden fruit. You know you should have, but you just must have, touch, prime, look, and sniff. Forbidden fruit is so good to eat. Tasty, juicy, oh my, I got it hypnotized out of my mind. Please let me, don't forsake it. Just gotta have you open up. Not too shy, you are that cherry apple of my eye. Forbidding what, forbidding not. Come get it, what you got. Deep sensation, shaking of bodies, panting, sweating, smiling, laughing. Always touching what is not yours. Watch out, you may be hurt. Forbidden for a reason, lesson eases, understanding and mastering the words that is spoken, don't touch. And that is my piece. Definitely want to clap it up for everybody who comes. Thank you much, everybody, for that. Sometimes I scare myself, like, where do you get these pieces from? What inspires them? But, and that note, you know, we're going to have a little music, soothe things down for a minute, gather my composure a bit. So on that note, we're going to hear a little music.
I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I want to read your mind. Know your deep feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me see the mystery.
Come alive,
every single night.
Oh.
to be with you. Let me lay beside you. Do what you want me to.
That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hair down. Let me get you in the mood. Take me with you. Oh, let me find those secrets.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, our Detroit and global listeners. You're listening to Strong Island with Erotic Sensual Sheets open mic segment of Penn's radio station. Before I take the next caller up, I'd like to say if you're holding on the line, please press 1 if you'd like to get on the mic and bless it. All right, with no further ado, caller from the 240, you're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Mind Poet.
Hey, Mind Poet, welcome.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
All right, I didn't press 1, though. That's weird.
See, we were synced into you. Would you like to read now?
Yeah, but I didn't press 1.
See, I knew you was ready. All right, what you going to do for us tonight, sir?
What's someone do? Let's see how I feel to my feelings. This has no title, and it's basically, I'm going to call it My Time.
All right, the floor is yours, sir.
All right. I'm not going to worry, be anxious for nothing, because Jesus is my everything. I'm abiding him as he abides in me. I'm wearing him like a wedding ring. I'm going to cast my cares upon him, and he shall set me free. I'm made in this image and likeness so I can be all I can be. You see, evil cannot control me because it's like a movie with no sequel. I'm like a never-ending story, give God all the glory. I don't look behind me, look in front of me. Things that I hope for, things that are unseen, like my heavenly citizenship, my relationship with Jesus Christ, my body is his living sacrifice. See, my unrighteousness has a conscience to be righteous, and my spirit's influencing my mind. My mind's being prioritized all the time, and time after time has no ending time, but God's time is everlasting, and my time is receiving Jesus. That's my peace.
Let's clap it up for you. Definitely, let's clap it up for you, sir. That was a beautiful poem.
Thank you.
Mind Poet, could you please share with the audience where they could find you at?
www.poetrainos.com.
Okay. And thank you for coming through and, you know, definitely, literally blessing the show.
Well, you said bless the mic.
I know. And you did a well job with it, too.
All right.
All right, we'll go ahead and take the next caller. You know, sit back and relax and, you know, enjoy the show. All right, caller from the 216 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Yeah, this is Nate Dizzle again.
All right, Mr. Dizzle. Do I need water now?
No, you're all right. You're all right.
All right, the floor is yours. Matter of fact, what are you going to do for us first?
Okay, this is called 7 Days of Pussy.
Oh, God.
You know, like
okay.
They have the...
Go ahead, called...
Okay. 7 Days of Pussy. Can I use my tongue to douche your coochie for the next 7 days? I assure you, you'll walk away amazed. Day 1, I lay caramel around the rim of your pussy hole and lick it clean. This is my ultimate goal. Day two, I stick my tongue in your whirl and let you know that you're definitely my girl. I allow you to piss in my mouth because how dare me ask you to swallow my cum if I'm not prepared to dance to the beat of a similar drum. Day three, slide a chocolate-covered peppermint stick up your coochie and pull it out. And when I'm done, look here, Shirley, you're going to know you're the one. Day four, take an apple-flavored Jolly Rancher candy and rub it on your clit and suck it until you say, I can't take this shit no more. Day five, by now I'm sure your pussy is starting to feel alive. I take a dildo, the one with the rivets on the sides, and fuck you with it. And at the same time, I tongue kiss your clit. And right now my face is covered with your pussy juice in my spit. Oh yeah, by the way, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Day six, I hope by now you'll see how nasty I can get. You're holding open your pussy hole with both hands, and my mouth is filled with ice, and my tongue is hard, rock solid, and you're fucking it the way I fuck your mouth. Day seven, by now, whew, it's pure heaven. I fill your pussy with jelly beans, and I lick your clit. You squeeze one out as the owner gives his dog a treat, and you tell me, good boy, as I continue to lick you. And when I'm done, you whisper in my ear, you've been a good boy the last 7 days. Now give me my dick. That's my piece.
Nate. I need a fire hose. You're right. I didn't need water. I need a fire hose for that piece. Let's clap it up for you.
Oh, yeah. And just think, Nate, I try to censor myself. That was a good one. Tell the people where they can find you at, Nate, please.
Yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook, Nate Smith. I got the white polo on with the clear, distinguished-looking glasses. But, yeah, hit me up on Facebook, and I will look forward to enjoying your show.
Well, thank you, sir, for always coming through and just really blowing the mic up. Is there a mic left, really? Is it left?
All right, thank you.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller. The caller from the 240. You on the air?
It's my employer again.
All right, now, after that, you see, I'm all choked up over here. What are you going to do for us now, my boy?
Oh, man, I'm in a good mood, and so I'm going to do this piece. It's called God's Creations.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. I look in the mirror. I see myself. I have no doubt in my mind that I'm one of God's creations. In a day... I look above, I see the sky and the clouds, and I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. In a day, I see the sun that gives us light. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. At night, I see the moon and the stars that gives us light. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I go to the beach, I feel the ocean breeze. I feel the waves, see the waves in the water. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I see the animals of the sea. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I see the birds, the trees. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I climb the mountain in which I stand. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I go to the zoo. I see all the creatures of the earth. And I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I live on earth, I breathe the breath of God. And I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. And man cannot create none of these things because everything is created by God and Him alone. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God.
God's creations. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's clap it up for that piece. Mind Poet, thanks for coming through and sharing that piece. That's one of your pieces that I really like.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad that you did come through and you shared it with everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, actually, I feel pretty good. I saw stars tonight, so I haven't seen stars in a long time.
That's good. Well, sit back, sir, and, you know, enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, I will.
All right. Okay. If you I have a little announcement. If you're hanging on the line and you would like to read, please press 1 so we could put you on the air and you can go ahead and do your thing. And in the interim of all of that, I'm going to go ahead. I dare not even read this piece, but I'm going to do this piece I have, and it's called Past Love. And this piece goes like this. I sit here thinking about last year, all the things that you gave that brought happiness to my face. It gave me the will to continue. Once in a while, I think a letter, it was really in you, staying all day, acting like we don't have to return to our homes. We feel we're all alone, needing each other, craving each other's touch, remembering the love shared, the romantic touches, the long embracing, the passionate kisses, the stroking of my hair, the caressing of your chest. Okay, the affections of our love, genuine for me, genuine not for you. I didn't see the real you behind the physical attraction. Blinded by crazy, about it, wanting to be loved, realizing that sex is not at all what they say. More is needed, demanded, will be given, or next visit you see will be no one there but your imagination and memories of love that was true for me. And that is my piece. All right, well, clap it up. All right, people. Everybody, you know, I'll say this, don't be scared to get on this mic. We accept all types of poetry here, and trust me, for me to follow the piece that was just done, it was a blessing still in disguise. All poets are still welcome. All right, so with that said, I'm going to actually do another piece, which is, I don't know if it's finished or it's not, but I'm going to do it anyway. See how y'all like this piece. It's called Happy Birthday to You. And let me get my breath back so I can read this piece to you. And here it goes. Come shooting at you, open wide and swallow down. You are the king of this castle. Take your seat and hold on tight. Tonight is your night. Bring that hefty appetite. Always want more and more. Rolling all over the place, always ready for that quick chase, all around the place, smiles on your face, excitement in the eyes, what a caramel surprise. All dressed up with white baby doll, being warm with red fur around the neck, just for some good old loving to be had, with a sprinkle of cherries with whipped cream, two off the caramel ice cream pop, just to cool down the mood, that is going down in this room, and that is my piece. Well, thank you for clapping it up for that. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and move along. We have another caller on the mic. Okay, caller from the 510 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hi, how you doing? This is Ramon. one of your followers on tag. I was the prayer warrior there with you with Pink.
Oh, okay. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I wanted to come in and share one of my pieces with you. I'm a playwright and poet, and I had something to share with the crowd.
Oh, definitely. The floor is yours, sir.
The poem is called Used. A cauldron of frustration is bubbling with the thick, distasteful ooze of anger that you've left in my heart. How could you have taken my kindness for a malnutrition hound's howl for food? My eyes are blinded by the piercing shock of your words as they leave your lips. Complete darkness overtakes me, and still I can't believe. In moments of lapsed time between reality and nightmare, the words that have connected with my brain. You cheated on me for all this time and used me, thinking that I wouldn't mind. Why? Are the only words that remain on the blackboard of my mind now wiped clean from the anger and disgust that is rushing through my veins? My heart is getting away from me, chasing my breath completely from my lungs, and now I am lightheaded to the point of seeing only red or, God, no, black again. 10, 9, 8, 7, God, please let me get to 6. You better pray to God I reach 6. Oh, Lord, my last innocent prayer before I react. But right here under your under my nose, she played me and used no tact, breaking my heart when I asked for the truth. Dear God, I can barely hold this back. I can't react. I don't know what to do. And if I say what I want to her, nothing will ever be the same again. I haven't been a saint, and sin is just sin. But do I want to sin like this in the arms of an attack that will not miss? I could murder you and just dismiss it as a mental break and get away with an OJ right here and now. My brain struggles to catch my body up to the emotions which have already given charge to the bulls of Pampoma, trampling the gates of my moral fiber and sanity. Eyes wide open now, and visions of only tunnels, long far off places, can only be seen. No consideration of laws or police tasers sting. Nothing in a completely opposite direction, like he is having craziness going on in his head. Nearly out of my mind from the abrupt affront, I want to turn on my heels, but my heart takes a slump because I'm still in a state of arrest from the confusion of your newfound detest for me as a human with no rights. Like somehow I'm a man not to fight. And you've taken me there in a semi with all 18 wheels, skidding and killing bugs with your grill. Is that me? Some bug on your hood? Some insect that could be worth no good? I'm way past irritated, and now it's the time, because if I speak, I'm going to speak my mind. So I shut down and take me some time to keep my cool and keep from blowing your mind with the slashes and cuts I could lacerate you with. That's right, I'm really that past piss. You're lucky I'm not one iota closer to being Freddy or Jason, because they ain't got nothing on me. And in the state I'm in, you wouldn't get free to run or scream or squirm, not one bit. It's best that I leave before your number is called, and the last of our friendship is red-listed and blackballed. People wonder why girls get beat. I can see from your actions you're on a mission to be laid to sleep. But I'm better than that, my mama said. So I'll leave you with this for you to ponder in your head. Because acting like this with anyone else, that definitely gets you dead. I thought you knew me better than this by now. Than to set up abuse and use and dismiss me this way. Believe it or not, somebody, someday, yes, you'll have to pay for the treatment that you've issued to me. Promises, promises, I will no longer make. And please understand this, this using thing, I will no longer take.
Is that your piece, sir?
That's the piece.
Well, you know what? We got to definitely clap. That was one hot piece.
with our audience how they can follow you?
I am on Facebook under Ramon Jackson. I am also on Tag, RSVJME, on Tag.
All right. Definitely you are welcome to come back anytime and share some words with this audience.
Thank you so much.
That piece was a blessing. Thank you. All right, everyone. We're going to take us a little music break right now to settle everybody down a bit. And we come back. Well, matter of fact, before we take that music break, I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Caller from the 786. You on the air, Strong Island. Caller from the 786, you on the air with Strong Island. Caller from the 786, are you there? All right. Some reason we can't hear you, caller, 786, so we'll come back to you. In the meanwhile, we're going to listen to a little music.
Enough of this singing. Let's make love.
Welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. You're here on Erotics and True Sheets, Strong Zone, open mic, with Poetic Energy Network Station. This is Miss Strong Allen. If you're on the line, please press 1 so you can be on the air. All right, with no further ado, call us on the 786 area code on the air with Strong Allen. Who do we have here tonight? Okay, call us on the 786. I hear a lot of static. I can't hear you. Hopefully you'll be able to call in or maybe another phone. But in the interim of that, we're going to go on and take the next person up. And I guess it is going to be me. I'm going to do this piece called Aim, Fire, Now Shoot. And the piece goes like this. Move your feet or be left behind. Behind is not the place you want to be. Make your steps quick and fast. Don't get caught being last. Toes wanting to be curled. Backs wanting to be blown out. Heads needing to be thrown back. Eyes rolling up into the sky. Words screaming out loud. Take the chance and you may see. Everything is waiting to be set free. Juice is churning. Open your mouth real wide. Never losing a drop. Swallow as a champ. Negotiation is all done. Finally, you get the chance to finish this last stanza. Less drama. Only call up for your old mama. Laughing uncontrollably because of what just happened to me. Aim. Fire. Now shoot. Scenes. Smile. Seen around town. Dancing like a 5-inch clown. All of this is the result of having to be down with the younger crowd, and that is my piece. Well, definitely clap it up for everyone. And the good thing is, people, the time is... that note, I know this is definitely coming into some last minutes of this show. If you are on that air and you want to be heard tonight, you will have to press 1. And in the interim, we get ready to play another track from Dawn. And here it goes.
Place your tongue where my rivers run deep. Long strokes, warm and wet, I want to leap. Leap right out of my skin as my body shudders. Shudders beneath you as you continue the lashing that you give. Inserting your tongue slow and wet. Arching my back, all of you I get. The moment becomes very still. As you whisper, please don't move. You're creating your own groove. Slowly I feel your dick in my ultimate space. Throbbing thick, soft as lace. Now you stroke me with a dick in demand. Slow, then fast, ramming your dick as far as it will go. Giving me orgasm after orgasm, starting the flow. I compose myself as now it's my turn. Ready to fulfill my inner burn. Taking your dick deep inside, my ultimate position, the ultimate ride. Your dick reaches places, expanding spaces that only you can. Hitting the ultimate G-spot, my biggest fan. I tighten my muscles around the head of your dick and slowly massage your pleasure stick. Before you explode, my mouth is now in charge. Licking and sucking as your dick returns large. My tongue explores from the head to the base. Then it's time to return to my candy case. To slowly stroke your dick while stroking my clit. The intensity of the flow we have, my teeth as they grip. We both scream out, I'm coming right now. the understatement to describe this style. You embrace me and hold on tight as the explosion begins and goes on into the night.
All right, everybody, welcome, welcome back. You are listening to Deep Rivers from no other than Miss Dawn Deep Rivers Blanchard herself. I just love that piece of hers. I really, truly do. But in the interim, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go on to our next caller. Time is winding down, so I tell you again, if you want to be heard tonight, you got to raise your hand. All right. On that note, I'm going to actually do another piece for you. And this piece is called Hunger Never Tastes This Good. And this is how this piece goes. I love the caramel-covered nuts. Ooh, the taste they leave on the tongue. Ooey-gooey, got to have more of your caramel-covered nuts. Chubby-flavored with a twist of strawberries. Got you looking like you need a double dip. Your big old fat stick. Open wide and get ready for your surprise. Moving fast to get in position. Trying not to miss this mission. Heavy weights placed down on you. Now you're licking and chewing like a Charleston chew. Oh, that feels so good. And you know it tastes so sweet. Just ready for us to meet. Now entering is your meat. Big, long, and thick. That's how we describe your dick. Amazing, shaking, no complaining. Enjoying the pulsating of my walls. Choosing not to fall on the floor. Rolling, holding, now breathing in deep. Deep breaths, wet dripping all over my breath. Hunger never felt this good. I'm sure you would never be misunderstood. Catch this sweet tasting, belly and hip shaking lady as you finish her ride while she is out of her mind. And that is my piece. And thank you for that. And a good thing, this was a very good show tonight. Ladies, I know y'all must be sleeping or something because y'all let the men come up here tonight and they did their thing. They was wiping the floor with all the love up in here. Thank you, men, for coming out and just doing your thing. I mean, you made me speechless as usual. You definitely made me speechless. I really appreciate all the love that was shared here tonight. But with no more than like 5 minutes to go, I'm going to do this little piece that I wrote for this year. And it is called 2012, the Year of Completion. This piece actually goes like this. This is the year where things will be complete. Will you and me meet? Will you finally come through? Will I finally fly by? Will we both just look up to the sky and wonder why? This has all come to a pass. I guess we took it too fast. Wasting, wanting, planning, explaining when we would actually go through. Only you knew what the truth was. There was no getting to meet. Between us, just a lot of circumstantial underestimation of the true feelings that you have for me. Leaves no more guessing. Oh, yes, siree. Cleaning out the old, opening the windows for the new, just not ready to be removed. Loving the dangling of all your cliffhanging. Sad, but most certainly true. 2012 is the year of completion, and that is my piece. Thank you, thank you, thank you for clapping. Coming to a closing of this show, but before we do, I'm going to share with you where you can follow me. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio as the host of this show every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. Definitely you want to follow our next show next week at the same time, but you also want to come tomorrow. We're having at 9 o'clock on the Poetic Energy Show, the Thursday night open mic. We're having actually the Battle of the States, and you definitely want to bring your A-game on self-reflection. That is the topic, and it's going to be a wicked, wicked ride. So definitely look out for everyone to come through tomorrow night and bless the stage with them. And then on that note, you can definitely follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm also on Facebook under C, for the letter C, Smith Jordan. You can follow me on Twitter at SexyC430. And on that note, I will see everyone next week. Look forward to those who make it out tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on our Thursday night open mic with Miss Poetic E herself and Stevie G. See you later.